my first experience in opera, period, was playing the bassoon part in Amahl and the Night Visitors. I was 15, I think, at the time. And there's a part in the ballet that goes, dum, the bass line, bum, 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 bum. I got my hand up, you know. I knew everything at that time. I looked at the conductor, and I said, excuse me, but there's a misprint here. Shouldn't it be yum, bum, 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 bum? And the man smiled and looked at me, and he said, son, that's the reason why Menotti is performed, and we are not. I told the maestro that 1 year later, and he laughed.
You have a sort of tradition you started, of a tradition that a lot of us grew up with that's not on television anymore. That's Menotti's Amahl and the Night Visitors.
Well, thank you very much. I actually, I like the idea of starting a tradition, if indeed that is what we are about. I feel very strongly that along with The Messiah and The Nutcracker, Amahl should be one of the seasonal things that people go to see and enjoy.
What's magical, and that people won't realize unless we talk about it, is you knew the man. You knew the composer.
I did. Menotti. Yes, I did. I worked, as I said, on and off with him for roughly 10 years. We first encountered each other when I was hired by him to conduct the St. of Bleecker Street at New York City Opera. He was an Italian who'd studied in America. I was an American who had studied in Italy. So he liked that idea. And of course, I lived in Rome at the time, so I went to Spoleto, and that was the first time that I worked for him. And then a very famous and very successful double bill of his medium and the telephone. He and I collaborated one last time in 86 with his counsel.
This is my box. This is my box. I never travel without my box.
There are those people in the audience who are hearing this for the first time, I'm sure.
Sure.
And then there are those who, you hear Amahl, Coming Mother, and you know, right where you are, you have that image of whichever broadcast you saw, or if you've seen it live, you've had the pleasure, that was your image.
Well, there you are. I mean, it doesn't really need much to distinguish itself.
Sometimes the melodies in his work are hidden in other properties of the music. If you just kind of sit back and let it come to you, it's gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
He wrote beautiful, lush melodies, but he was still a 20th century composer.
He was, and he could pepper, salt and pepper his music very easily. He takes a thematic material and takes it twice as fast, plays it backwards, plays it forwards, twice as slow. He was a studied composer with great, great skill.